This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of the program. I've actually had a story from the New York Times that I've been sitting on for a couple of days. We haven't had a chance to get to it. We actually haven't talked much about cryptocurrency in the last couple of weeks here on Free Talk Live. And that's just, you know, coincidental. The price, of course, we have mentioned what has been happening, and that is that the price has been on a major overtime drop over the last couple few weeks, from as high as around $19,000 to as low as, I think, close to $5,000. I think it like scraped down to like $5,000 or close to it earlier this week. It's now we're in the middle of the week here, and it's bounced back just a little bit to around $8,000 today, actually just dipping down below that just recently. And, of course, this has allowed all the people who had said, it's a bubble, to go out there and yell about, see, I told you so.
Oh, including Peter Schiff, who was posting something on Twitter, and then one of my Facebook friends had taken a screenshot and then said, yeah, he correctly predicted when it went from $200 down to $20, and then from this other big, huge number down to this other smaller number, and then from 19,000 down to 10,000. See, he's correctly predicted all of the... But the numbers just keep getting
higher. But it's going to zero, Daryl. See, it's going to zero, even though the numbers are getting higher over time.
Yeah.
Now, anything can happen. You know, we're not investment advisors. We don't know anything, and I don't think
as we said on Monday, and somebody called in to yell at us to say that,
we don't know
yeah, you're not
about.
Investment advisors, but people can predict the future, but I'm not going to predict the future unless you pay me.
Now, you know what I love about this new setup that we have here that we just started within the last month here on Free Talk Live? We've got a Twitch stream. We've got a Discord now. And that guy that came on the show toward the end on Monday night that you're talking about showed up in the Discord a few minutes later and just went at it with some of the chatters in there. It was pretty ridiculous. So now, you know, some of your favorite and least favorite callers from on the air, you can find them in our Discord.
Now, I do think it's interesting because for years, there's always been, and I don't know, maybe you've updated the website to remove the IRC chat.
No, it's still there.
From the cam page?
It's still there.
But that chat seemed to basically have, you know, gone pretty dead.
Yeah, well, it was taken over by some
of
the the alt-right trolls, and just nobody really paid enough attention to it to care about
it.
And I don't think that since people weren't paying attention to it, I think the alt-right trolls probably gave up on it as well, because, you know, why troll in an empty chat room?
I stopped going into the chat room well before, you know, the alt-right became sort of a, you know, common thing that
and you thought it was dead
about.
Back then.
And it was dead back in, like, 2013.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's old. It's the Internet Relay Chat. It's an old system. It's not the prettiest of things to look at. It's not the most user-friendly. But it's been around for a long time, and it does continue. I don't know if anyone's in it right now, but I can tell you that the Discord does have people in it pretty much every single night. And according to the server statistics right now, last time I looked, we were just under 300. We have now crossed through 300 members, 320 members on the Discord. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all, you know, still visiting. It just means they came and signed up at one point. But there are people there, so go and check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. All right, so jumping into the story here, the headline is, as Bitcoin bubble loses air, frauds and flaws rise to the surface. You didn't have to be a technophobe to worry that the virtual currency boom of the past year papered over plenty of problems. The scale of those problems is starting to become clear as digital tokens have slid more than 50% in value from their peaks in early January, with steep drops on Monday pushing the value of Bitcoin specifically below $7,000.
All right. So I'm guessing whoever is writing this is using the term cryptocurrency and tokens interchangeably.
Yes, this is Nathaniel Popper from the technology section of the New York Times.
Okay. Yeah, I'm...
You can call them tokens, I suppose, but...
You can, but there are things that are specifically within the cryptocurrency world that are tokens that are distinct from the cryptocurrency itself.
That's true.
So Ethereum is a cryptocurrency that has a platform that allows people to create tokens.
That's right. Either this guy doesn't know that, or he does know it, and he's using the term token to sort of... to disqualify cryptocurrency.
Right, because it's like Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Yeah.
They're only useful in Chuck E. Cheese. You can't take a Chuck E. Cheese token and put it in a Dr. Pepper vending machine at Walmart.
Right. Yeah, they're useless outside of Chuck E. Cheese. Nobody gives them any value whatsoever. So, yeah, that may be his intention.
Except for the people that want Chuck E. Cheese tokens and, I happen to have some. Well, yeah. There are always people that... Oh, yeah, I want to take my kid to the Chuck E. Cheese.
I guess now you can probably find somebody on eBay who wants to sell some Chuck E. Cheese tokens. But back in the day, when you and I were growing up, they were useless outside of Chuck E. Cheese. So, let's see here. Anyway, back to the story. I suspect that that's probably the reason why he's using the term token is to, you know, sort of quietly discredit cryptocurrency.
Right, so either he doesn't realize it and is just making a mistake, or he's intentionally trying to discredit all cryptocurrency.
Let's go on and determine that as we go, as we get more of what he has to say here. Hackers draining funds from online exchanges, Ponzi schemes, government regulators unable to keep up with the rise of so-called cryptocurrencies.
All right,
now there you go, so-called cryptocurrencies. So,
well,
in case you needed to know how this guy felt about it.
Oh, I was... Yeah. Just going to comment on the Ponzi scheme and hacker thing, because hackers wind up not just going after cryptocurrency, they also go after credit cards and bank accounts and all of these other things in the very heavily regulated market.
Sure, and look at all the leaks with the, million plus, 140 million or whatever it was from the TransUnion or Equifax. Or, I forget which one it was, but one
basically
of those credit companies.
Basically, everybody old enough to have a credit report.
Almost.
I never signed up to wind up having TransUnion create one for me.
You didn't have to.
But they have one.
Right.
And then there is also the thing where voter data wound up getting leaked from that interstate cross-check system. But then he also mentioned Ponzi scheme. Who was the guy a couple of years ago that wound up going to prison for some really long time because he was doing that Ponzi scheme through some very heavily regulated market?
Oh, I don't know. One of those financial guys, though. I know you.
Yeah, as soon as I hear the name, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, it was that guy.
I bet the chat room knows. Anyway, let's continue here on Tuesday. Signs of trouble have appeared.
Bernie Madoff.
There you go. At nearly every level of the industry, from the biggest exchanges to the news sites and chat rooms where the investment frenzy has been discussed. On Tuesday, the leaders of the two main regulatory agencies in the United States that oversee the technology, the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, are to testify before the Senate Banking Committee about their efforts to police virtual currency markets. In the past 2 weeks, both have brought major cases, but people in the young industry said regulators had barely made a dent. Some virtual currency enthusiasts argue that the problems are no different from what has happened in other booms, like the internet bubble of the 90s. But even true believers say the design of virtual currencies, meant to cut out middlemen and government authorities, has made bad behavior more prevalent amid this particular bubble. Kevin Werbach, professor of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, said, quote, "Cryptocurrencies are almost a perfect vehicle for scams. The combination of credulous buyers and low barriers for scammers were bound to lead to a high level of fraud if and when the money involved got large. The fact that the money got huge almost overnight before there were good regulatory or even self-regulatory models in place made the problem acute. See, if only we had the government regulating the business of cryptocurrency, the world of cryptocurrency.
Oh, like they regulate all of the other things. And too big to fail? Banker bailout, anyone?
Right, because the government has completely kept scams out of all of the other money markets in the world. The toll-free number here is...
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, we got a Discord on-air call-in line that you can utilize. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you go to discord.lrn.fm and get started in there. It's a chat room system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. Also, I want you to know about Zencash. We've talked about Zencash recently on Free Talk Live. I'm happy that they're on as a sponsor. And when I was initially, when they were interested in sponsoring Free Talk Live, you know, we don't just take anybody. We like to look at who's coming on board. And so I did some due diligence and looked into Zencash and was pleasantly surprised to find out that they're actually a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. They even talk about voluntarism in their white paper. Good luck finding other cryptocurrencies that do that. If they exist, I'd like to know about it. But Zencash has it. And they've also got some of the best tech out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, and they're building decentralized autonomous organizations for governing the currency. In fact, I just got an update from the Zencash folks today. There are over 6,700 secure nodes that make up Zencash, and that makes them one of the strongest blockchains on the internet. Plus, they're also approaching 50 team members, which they originally started at 5 in 2017. So that shows an interest from the programmers out there.
Yes.
These are programmers from around the globe who have decided they want to help create Zencash. They want to help with this decentralized currency that is, as I said, dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It's available on 6 exchanges as we speak around the globe, including an anonymous exchange. You can get more information about all that over at Zencash.com. And it's an international currency because it's actually available. The wallet softwares are available in multiple languages. So if
yes.
If you know people who don't speak English, they can still get into Zencash.
And on multiple platforms.
Correct. So Zencash.com. Go there, learn about it, do your due diligence, and check out Zencash. Zencash.com as we continue here. As we are talking about cryptocurrencies and the hit piece here so far, at least in the New York Times, using terms like so-called cryptocurrency. Well, what else would be called a cryptocurrency? Are you suggesting that they're masquerading as though they were a cryptocurrency? No, that's the term that describes things like Bitcoin and other things that are cryptographically secure and open source, to where anybody who wants to, who's like, I don't believe you're secure. Well, if you know your programming, you can go in and you can read the code and you can figure it out yourself whether or not it's actually secure. Unlike, let's say, Ripple, which is frequently listed as a cryptocurrency, but is in no way, shape, or form an actual cryptocurrency. But most of them are. When you go to coinmarketcap.com, you look down that list. Most of these are open source cryptocurrencies that are secure, and you know, whether their networks are powerful like Zencash or not is another question.
Right, and I'm not sure that the definition of cryptocurrency requires that it be open source.
Maybe not, but historically, they have been. Because how else do you know that they're cryptographically secure? You just have to take somebody's word for it. And so, therefore, if you can't prove it, you know, cryptocurrencies are built on you don't have to trust it because you can verify, right? Whereas banks are built on, trust us, we've been around forever. We've been around since 1790. We're an old institution. We're tied in with the government. We're federally insured. Trust us. And, of course, if the federal government decides they want to come by and take a haircut out of your or off the top of your bank account, as they did in, Greece little while back, if the federal government decides they want to do that here, I'm going to tell you right now, your bank isn't going to stop them. They're not going to sit. There's not going to be some agent standing in the doorway of the vault saying, no. Our customers have entrusted us with their savings.
Oh, you're assuming they would have to actually walk into the vault. It's all digital. So they just, boop, everything above what the FDIC insures.
Yeah. So that can happen. Boop. And that's why, again, cryptocurrencies, you don't just take somebody's word for it. Or at least you don't have to,
right?
Because you can verify. You can, if you don't know how to program, you could hire a programmer that you trust to go in there and verify it for you.
And then the conspiracy theorist would say, but then you've got to trust that the programmer that you hire is actually telling you the truth.
That's true. At some point, you, unless you can do it yourself, you have to trust some sort of an expert. But the fact that the code is available for these things means that it is auditable. Unlike your bank, you know, your local bank, you don't get to go down there and look at their books.
Right.
You know, even if you've been a long-time customer. So, if you want to join us here, you're welcome to respond to this New York Times article. Hit piece is what I'm calling it, on cryptocurrency. They interviewed some so-called expert from the Pennsylvania Wharton School, Kevin Werbach, who claims that cryptocurrencies are an almost perfect vehicle for scams. The combination of credulous buyers and low barriers for scammers were bound to lead to a high level of fraud if and when the money involved got large. Now, let me say something on that. We recently, me and Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host, we actually had a meeting with a local bank president. I'm not going to say which bank, but nice guy and interested in learning about cryptocurrency. We actually spent...
Not Jamie Dimon.
No, definitely not. This is a local bank. Jamie Dimon's the CEO of Chase, and
just local to the United States.
And you've got actually news about Jamie Dimon that we can talk about here in a little bit. But no, I mean local here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. And so we went in, we had a meeting with this guy, and we met with him and talked with him about cryptocurrency for over an hour. And he was interested, right? Like, he was asking questions, very, very interested. And we ended up talking to him about some of the scams that have happened, because Chris runs a little shop called 101, or Route 101 Local Goods. It's got a Bitcoin vending machine in there, and every now and then people will come in and they'll buy cryptocurrency from the machine. It also sells Dash, so it's actually a cryptocurrency vending machine. And we just kind of talked about how there are some scams that have been done on some of these people, like an old lady that's come in saying she needs to get Bitcoin for her boyfriend who's in his 30s in Africa. She's never met him, but she's going to buy him Bitcoin because she's in love, and they're in love, and they're going to get married someday. And so Chris, you know, tried to talk her out of doing this. And there's other people who, you know, have been told that they're going to get a car if they just send Bitcoin to this address. And, well, guess what? The bank is always coming across scams like this, with people coming in with, like, oh, if I wire this amount of money to this place, I'm going to get a car. Or it's the same thing.
There's the Nigerian print scam of send me your bank account routing information, and I will deposit $40 million.
Or sometimes what they'll ask you to do is wire them money, and then they promise to wire you back even more money.
Right.
It's the same thing with Bitcoins, some of the Bitcoin scams. One of the local merchants here got caught up in a scam where she admittedly got a little greedy, and she didn't... you know, she didn't do her due diligence, and she just took somebody's word for something, saying that, and he made a promise, this person online made a promise that was obviously, you know, at a glance, too good to be true. It was like, well, send me X Bitcoin, and I'll send you 3X Bitcoin.
Right.
You know, something like that. Within 48 hours or something ridiculous. I mean, even within 4 weeks, it would be ridiculous to say you'd be able to get 3X Bitcoin back. But nonetheless, she was like, oh, well, you know, I made all this money on Bitcoin anyway, so I figured, F it, why not? Let's see what happens. And she lost, you know, $1,200.
Right.
Or whatever. So the thing I was pointing out here is the scams are money-based scams, and they exist across cryptocurrency to U.S. dollars to, you fill in the blank, whatever fiat currency, old banking system. They exist all over the place. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You're new to cryptocurrency? That's okay. It can be a scary world. There are scams out there. So go and get the basics about what Bitcoin is. Get started. You know, wade into the shallow end. Don't jump right into the deep end. Go to Bitcoin.com, and you can learn the basics there. If you are not new to Bitcoin, however, and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've also got a great news site. So head over to news.bitcoin.com to access that. You can get involved in their mining pool for either Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash over at pool.bitcoin.com. Once again, head over to Bitcoin.com and get yourself educated in the world of cryptocurrency. And that's what we're discussing here tonight, is the latest hit piece against crypto and Bitcoin, specifically in the New York Times, which is entitled, "As Bitcoin Bubble Loses Air, Frauds and Flaws Rise to the Surface." And then they go on to discuss the high level of fraud with Bitcoin. And as you pointed out, and you touched on earlier, Daryl, there's a high level of fraud with cash and bank accounts.
Yes.
In fact, we were just meeting with a bank
account. Checks.
Right. We met with a bank president the other day. A lot of businesses won't even take checks because there's so much fraud. I remember going into a gas station, and I think it was in like Hillsboro, New Hampshire, and seeing a couple of checks up on a corkboard, like the wall of shame, where, you know, identifying who it is that's writing bad checks out there. Look out for these people. So, I mean, that's been going on for decades. And these wire transfer schemes and frauds, not just wire transfers, but with remittance companies. If you've ever gone to send a Western Union or a MoneyGram, there's warnings emblazoned all over the place. Like, if you don't know the person you're sending money to, you're probably involved in a scam.
Yes.
It's all over the place. So for this guy from the Wharton School in Pennsylvania, for him to say that, well, you know, if we only had regulation, this would have solved the problem.
We need to regulate cash to keep people from counterfeiting. Wait, no.
Well, the money business.
We need to regulate credit cards, and then nobody can ever do charge. Chargebacks happen all the time.
Yeah, there's plenty of regulations on the traditional financial industry, and it's rife with fraud, too. In fact, there are some things about the old financial business that make them easier to defraud people. How about the skimmers, the credit card skimmers you might have heard about, the piece of hardware that sits inside of a like a gas pump credit card?
Oh yeah, I've heard of those
unit, and it basically skims off. It still allows the pump to work, as I understand it, but it skims off with a magnetic reader the data from that magnetic strip on the backside of your credit card.
Because what it does is it's a little thing that goes over the credit card slot, so it sticks out a little bit more.
Some of them might not stick out. I don't know if they all stick out. Some of them might go in. I've not done a lot of research on what all the skimmers look like. But, yeah, I mean, so anybody walking up to that pump is going to get skimmed.
And then there are also RFID readers that people can buy for, you know, I'm not going to say relatively cheaply, but compared to buying, you know, like a house, it's relatively cheap, and you can walk around, and anybody with one of those chip card things, if it's not in some RFID protected whatnot, somebody with one of these things, name, credit card number. All that info.
Or how about just the old-fashioned way of, you know, a clerk that is not trustworthy at the local shop just copying down your information.
Right.
You know, they can do that, too.
And here's what. I was looking into some of the big scams. One of the ones listed on 8 vile Craigslist scams to watch out for from a website called Wisebread. Number 2 is receiving an overpayment on anything. So let's say you're the prospective buyer, or rather the prospective buyer will send you a check that is for much more than the agreed upon price, usually saying, oh, I set a down payment for 2 months of rent instead of just one. Wire me the difference. Of course, however, the check they've sent you is fake, but the bank will cash it and then discover that it's fake
later.
Because the weird banking system, it takes 5 days
That's
for them to figure anything
and
out.
And most of them will go ahead and look like they're crediting the account in the meantime.
Right.
So then they just yank it back 3 days later.
So by the time the bank finds out, you're out of pocket, and the scammer has a pocket full of money.
Right, because you wired the funds, which is a same-day transfer. They got the funds and walked right into their bank and cashed it out. So even if you were to call the bank and say, oh, no, I got scammed, well, they can look at the wire and say, well, we know where the wire went to, and we can try to pull it back, but the money's already gone, so sorry about that. Next time, be more careful.
Yeah.
So the fall, this is back to the hit piece here. The fall from the peaks of early January has been dizzying. The value of all outstanding virtual currencies has been cut by more than half, down over $400 billion as of Monday, according to the website CoinMarketCap.com. And that's true. It's been a bloodbath out there. I mean, Bitcoin, or the cryptocurrency as a whole, all the cryptos combined together, there's an interesting chart over at CoinMarketCap.com that it peaked up over $800 billion global market cap, and it did drop to around $400 billion, a little bit less than that, I think, recently. I don't have it in front of me, but, yeah, it's dropped significantly. In January, the heads of the main regulators wrote in the Wall Street Journal that the situation presented an unprecedented challenge. Quote, "These markets are new, evolving, and international," said Jay Clayton, the Securities and Exchange Commission's chairman, and J. Christopher Giancarlo, his counterpart at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, wrote, quote, "as they require us to be nimble and forward-looking," which, of course, government agencies aren't particularly known for their nimbleness or their ability to predict the future.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good comparison of their nimbleness and forward-thinkingness or foresight, but I can't think of anything that clumsy and nearsighted.
Yeah, so the suggestion here is that regulators could do something if they wanted to, and I'm here to tell you that they can try, but ultimately all they'll succeed in doing is shutting down legitimate business for the most part. There may be the occasional exception to that, and I'll give you one example of that coming up here in moments. But like you look at the New York bit license that started in 2015, which was the first U.S. state to actually put in regulations over the industry of cryptocurrency. The bit license doesn't technically stop businesses from accepting crypto. So like at a point of sale, if you were to be buying something in like a mom and pop store and you wanted to pay crypto and they wanted to accept crypto, then the New York bit license wouldn't get in the way of that. But for companies that are doing like full on business with cryptocurrency, like the exchanges, for instance.
Or the payment processor that mom and pop store is using,
right.
It requires them to not only keep a record of every customer in New York, it requires them to keep a record of every customer in the world because they're doing business in New York.
And so some companies have just decided, we don't want to do business in New York anymore. If you live in New York, we're sorry. We're not going to do business with you. You'll get warnings or error messages if you go to shapeshift.io and you're coming from a New York IP address.
Yep.
That's one of those online anonymous exchanges. They're just basically saying, yeah, no, this just isn't worth it to us. Sorry. Now, of course, if you get a VPN service, then Shapeshift will have no idea that you're in New York. So there are ways to get around these things.
Correct.
Let's go on, though, from the New York Times. Government agencies in the United States have shut down a few notable frauds early last month. Securities regulators in Texas and North Carolina issued cease and desist orders to BitConnect, an operation that had grown to be worth $3 billion. But those moves only came after BitConnect had operated openly for months, collecting hundreds of millions of dollars from people around the world, despite being labeled a Ponzi scheme by many prominent people in the virtual currency industry. BitConnect offered tokens on a decentralized network similar to Bitcoin, but promised regular payouts to coin holders. In January, the CFTC shut down MyBigCoin, a purported swindle that had attracted $6 million. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. But what are U.S. regulators going to do about a scam that's operating out of some other country where they don't have any jurisdiction?
Vomit.
This, I hope not. This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the VertCoin studio, this is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, frightening you.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 5. 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the radio. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on the on-air call-in line through our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight here, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
Earlier this afternoon, we did the very first ever scheduled video game live streaming on our new Twitch channel. We started doing Twitch broadcasting back in January. I think it's been about 3 weeks to a month, maybe a month now, since we started doing Twitch. And the reason why was because YouTube kicked off our LRN.FM live stream for some sort of mysterious violation of their terms of service that they refused to explain, and they banned the live stream for a month. So I said, well, why bother? It wasn't like anybody was really watching that particular feed in any meaningful sense. So let's look at other options. And Twitch was another option, and it is a great option because there's a lot of people already there. It's one of the most popular video streaming platforms out there. But it was all about video games initially, and they started to expand out from there to allow other categories. So there actually is a talk shows category. So once I found that out, I thought, okay, well, this could work. And so we started streaming Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom, which is our LRN.FM's other show that happens live here in the LRN studios in Keene, New Hampshire. And so, you know, we've already got 6 hours a day of live audio content going out on our Twitch stream. But in this case, we're now going to start doing video game streaming because it is a game streaming service. So,
video game streaming that is not also being broadcast on LRN.
Correct. So it's the only thing, it's only being broadcast on the Twitch channel. It would be dumb to stream video game audio over the Liberty Radio Network. So
oh, I didn't say it would be a wide use of broadcast time. Yeah. I'm just pointing out that, you know, so there
will be something different.
For the first time that I'm aware of, there's going to be LRN content
in two places
that is specific to something other than LRN.FM.
Yep, that's true. And today we did our first one with Johnny Ray, who is a Free Talk Live Sunday night co-host and an avid gamer. Johnny Ray is a gaming addict, so I hope that we're going to see him back here more often than not. Because he...
Addict generally implies that it's destructive to his life.
He has had to stop playing Hearthstone because it was getting to the point of him playing too much, to the point where he was playing for several hours every single day. And he's got a, you know, he's got a family on the way. I don't know if I can say more than that, but the, you know, things are changing.
You probably said too much.
Yeah, things are changing for Johnny Ray here pretty soon. So he's not going to have a whole lot of time to play video games in
generally,
the future.
You know, if somebody is addicted to something, they wind up missing work because of the other thing. They wind up not doing, you know, things that.
That's extreme addiction. You can still be addicted to something and just kind of lose sleep, and you know, you can still keep a job if even though you have an addiction, you're gonna lose something, whether it's your girlfriend, your job, your sleep, your sanity. You know, you're likely going to lose something, but it's not necessarily going to be the job.
It's interfering in your life.
Right. And that's what he said, man. I'm not putting words into the guy's mouth. He said he's got a problem. So we're going to help him feed his addiction by encouraging him to make
money. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, but what if you actually got paid to play video games? Johnny Ray made a dollar today playing a video game. He wouldn't have made a dollar
if somebody
he wasn't
wants
on
to
Twitch.
Pay me a dollar to play, you know, like Madden 2017.
You do it?
Okay, dude. Provide me with Madden 2017.
Well,
provide me with
WWE
2K, whatever the latest edition is.
We don't have that either. So you'd have to like buy your own game, which means it might take a while to actually make the money back that you spent on the game. But regardless, if Johnny Ray hadn't played on the stream today, he wouldn't have made the dollar, but he would have probably played the game anyway. So instead, he played it on our stream at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for about an hour. And there weren't that many viewers. Like I think we peaked at like 5 viewers. I mean, it's not like it's a big thing or anything like that. But one of those people tipped him a dollar because you can do what's called in Twitch, you can do what's called cheering. So in addition to subscribing to the LRN channel and getting rid of advertisements that Twitch might be putting on the channel, that's like $5 a month, or you can use your Prime subscription because Amazon Prime users get one free subscription on Twitch every single month. But besides that, if you're just sitting in the channel and you like something that has happened in the channel or you just want to, you know, say yay or encourage the people who are doing that thing, you can do what's called cheering, and it's basically a 1 point for a cheer is worth a penny. So Johnny got 100 cheer points. Today.
Okay, yeah, so this is what I had heard about, and I think I'd asked you right when you went on the Twitch, and you weren't entirely positive. As listeners probably know, if they're regular listeners, I'm a wrestling fan.
There's yes, you are.
A podcast I was listening to where some local wrestling promotion, they broadcast their stuff on Twitch, and they were saying that there's a way for fans watching at home to give money to a certain wrestler during the show, and it must be that cheer thing to where, you know, like, oh, I like fill-in-the-blank wrestler, $3.
Exactly. And so somebody did that today, and so at the end of the session, I cashed Johnny out $1 afterwards. So if you like what you see Johnny Ray doing and you want to tip him, you can do that. I will tip him out in cash instantly, so that way he doesn't have to wait until... Because like with Twitch, you know, like with a lot of these online services, if you don't hit $100, they don't even cut you a check.
Right.
So yeah, Johnny walked out of the studio with some cash today, which is pretty cool. So we'll let you know when that happens again. I told him, hey, you know, anytime you want to do it again, just let us know. We'll get you scheduled in there. I've been doing some occasional streaming just sort of on my own volition, not scheduling it. And so there you go. Twitch.lrn.fm. You can go over there. You can follow the channel for free. And we've got over 150 followers. So thank you for everybody that has, I think it's close to 150. Anyway, thanks to everybody who's done that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Here we go to the phones, to the amp lines. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bankman, FEMA Region 9. How are you, gentlemen,
hey,
tonight?
Bankman. Go ahead with your thoughts. We're great.
So, listen, what is your favorite Nintendo Entertainment System game of all time, or Famicom if you come from the Japanese side, and why is it not Mega Man 2 or Mega Man 3? I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
For me, I've never heard of Mega Man 2 or 3.
You've never heard of Mega Man? You've heard of Mega Man, just not 2 or 3?
I've heard of Mega Man. I didn't know it was a video game. Yeah. I didn't know they had 10 of them.
Let me guess. WrestleMania, that's your favorite Nintendo game.
Was WrestleMania ever a Nintendo game?
It sure was. I guess that's not your favorite then.
Yeah. I played, like Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers. And
you didn't grow up on video games?
No.
No. Favorite Nintendo game?
I grew up on Go the F Outside and Ride Your Bike.
That's good. And you are now riding bikes and things like that all the time. So you've done well.
More running than riding.
In that department. Well, it's not really a bike riding time of year with the snow out there.
Yeah, it's off season right now anyway.
I will answer this question, and I'm answering it as somebody who did grow up on a Nintendo Entertainment System. I was a child of the 80s, as you were, Daryl, and the Nintendo was the king video game system of the 1980s after the Atari. I mean, the Atari was the first king, and then the Nintendo dominated the last half of the decade.
The Atari, was that the one that had Super Pitfall and Frogger?
Yes. Although other systems had Pitfall and Frogger, Atari was known for those titles, for sure.
Okay.
And so Nintendo Entertainment System, there's a huge catalog of games. I think there's over 700 games for this system. Obviously, I've only played, a few dozen of them at most in my lifetime. So of those that I'm familiar with, I got to say River City Ransom is the best Nintendo game. It's a lot like Double Dragon. I don't know if you're familiar with that
one. Yeah, I've played that one.
Double Dragon was a very... Again, you always got to explain for listeners that don't know these things. Double Dragon was a very popular arcade beat-em-up where it was side-scrolling.
Yeah,
and
fighting game.
It was like, you were like in the streets in the back alleys of a city and you'd fight with various characters. And this was a fairly early game in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Later in the 80s, a company called, I think it was American Technos... or Technos Japan or something like that, they made a side-scrolling fighting game where not only did you punch and kick and beat up guys as you would have in a game like Double Dragon, but they also added in role-playing game elements where you could kind of level up your character. You could make your character stronger. You could learn different attacks. You could buy things in shops. You could buy food. You could buy a sauna. And that sort of these things would like recharge your character in certain ways. So it took that sort of just... plain old punch it if it moves fighting game thing, and it took it to a new level of, I think, of interest. And there was some level of a plot, but not really. It was like, you were a couple of high school boys beating up all the gangs in the city to rescue your girlfriend or something like that.
Tecmo Bowl was a really good
football
game.
That was a football game. Yep, back in the day. I remember that one. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And for River City Ransom fans out there, they made a sequel within the last year, and I've played it. I haven't played through it, but I do have it, and it was really good. Maybe that's why I should play on the stream.
It's Bill Walsh's college football favorite game.
Was that on the NES? More coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.